In many ways, North Carolinians are just like everybody else.
Hey, how can you sing like that, dude?
Remember when I swallowed that little computer?
Oh, yeah.
This idea of a value-added tax or a national sales tax, not a good idea.
We've got lots of stuff. Multiple televisions, computers, electronic games, cell phones, and electric chargers to keep them going. But that's the little stuff. Air conditioners are a must in the summer, and heat is mandatory in the winter. If you mix in our low electricity rates and our traditionally lax conservation ethic, our energy consumption could swell by double digits in the next 20 years. Eitan Gummerman of Duke University is co-lead researcher for the new report, Energy Efficiency in the South.
The South has been portrayed in some circles as being behind. There's been reports out saying, you know, the southern states rank behind other states when it comes to how well they're doing on energy efficiency. And that's one way of looking at it. I see it as an opportunity.
Work by Gummerman and researchers from Georgia Tech shows North Carolina's use of residential energy as a percentage of its overall energy consumption exceeds that of the nation and the rest of the South.
Well, energy efficiency isn't just about beating yourself up because there's something that you do that's somewhat wasteful. I mean, I think when we've talked about the low-hanging fruit aspect of energy efficiency, there are some things that are going to be easier to do than others.
Gummerman says if North Carolina really wants to cut back and become more efficient, all roads lead to the home. Melvin and Claudette Whitley live on Harvard Street in East Durham. Their brick home sits on a hill with a good view of the rec center across the street. Their home was built in 1956. They've lived there since the early 1990s.
So do you consider your home energy efficient?
No, not really.
Whitley goes on to tell me about leaks around the windows, the old thermostat inside the house, and ventilation problems that she says lets heat escape in the winter and air conditioning escape in the summer. Whitley points to the black plastic that covers one of the crawl space openings.
We just had that put there because the vents were open and all the air was coming in during the winter, and we couldn't heat. It was hard to heat the living room. We could heat the back of the house, but we couldn't heat the front. So we had one of our friends came and put that up there. But in the summertime, that's going to have to come out because you're going to have to ventilate the crawl space during the summer. Otherwise, you're going to get problems.
But recently, the Whitleys found out their neighborhood is one of six communities chosen for Durham's Neighborhood Energy Retrofit Program.
I love my neighborhood. I like where I am. And to find out that we were selected to participate, that was exciting.
The first phase of the Neighborhood Energy Retrofit Program will seal leaks, insulate attics, and install programmable thermostats in nearly 350 homes. Homeowners selected for the program will have to pay $200, but they'll get up to $2,000 worth of work. The retrofit program could not be done without federal stimulus dollars from the Department of Energy. Durham is using almost $1 million for the retrofit project. Tobin Freed is the sustainability manager for Durham City and County. She was hired to implement Durham's greenhouse gas emissions reduction plan, the first plan of its type in the state.
We've made a lot of progress, but we still have a long way to go. Unfortunately, our emissions are still increasing. It's kind of one of those things where it takes a while to get the ship that's going down the shipping lane to turn around and change course. It takes a bit of time and effort.
Freed says her office is trying to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 50% across city and county government and in the schools. Employees have even been handed compact fluorescent light bulbs. And the goal is to help reduce community energy use by 30%, all by the year 2030. Eitan Gummerman of Duke University says it can be done.
You know, across the board, energy efficiency needs to be attacked from many different ways. You know, local government, state, federal.
And big utilities, too. This week, Progress Energy is scheduled to launch its appliance recycling program. Customers can get a cool $50 for recycling their less efficient refrigerator or freezer. And the state's annual Energy Star Appliance Replacement and Rebate Program is this weekend. These could be the incentives people need during a time when the economy continues to struggle. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.